The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Right, well, there's been a lot of complaints, whether it's deposit rates or mortgage availability, that there just ain't enough competition in the Irish market. We have our three pillar banks, a lot of them who went through state ownership, Bank of Ireland, Allied Irish Bank and PTSB. Well, there could be a new entrant to the mortgage market. Revolut, who published their figures yesterday, I have to say, quite impressive. They've now reached in the Irish market 2.7 million customers at the end of 2023. And they're saying next year they're going to go into the mortgage market. Well, to explain how this might work in terms of they're mostly transactional, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. How are you, Charlie?
Good, thanks, Ivan. And you?
Good. Like me, you're still getting away with it. Tell me this. Tell me this. The impact of Revolut has been... what is the USP of Revolut? Why have they eaten the retail bank's lunch?
Because it's a slick, easy-to-use, very advanced IT money app. And they're now... they're sweeping up customers, particularly young people, but there's also a cohort of older people who find it a very convenient, fast and easy, fast payments, instant payments. The banks tried that here and it failed. They fell on their face on it. But Revolut's fast payments are very, very slick and it's easy to use. They have, from a standing start in a couple of years, they're up to 2.7 million customers in this country, you know, in a country with 5 million people. That's pretty impressive.
So I go into a restaurant or I go in to get a Diet Coke and a Racing Post and I just tap my card. I get a couple of pints, I tap my card. Is Revolut the difference of it? Because I'm not a Revolut customer. That if I buy you around and you want to pay me back, that's the USP of it.
That's one of those USPs that made it particularly attractive to young people, where they could share the cost of a meal out using Revolut, using the app, instead of having to get the waiter or the waitress to divvy up the bill in four or five different ways. It's very easy to do that, for example. It's just they can transfer money instantly to each other as well, which is particularly... I'm not sure it's an advantage if you're a parent and you can transfer money instantly to a child, but there you go.
Well, that'll be one way street. The child won't be returning money to the parent. I send my kids invoices every month now that they're grown up and I never get paid.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, but Revolut has facilitated, you know, very urgent payments, which, you know, instead of waiting a couple of days for the money to go through, if your kid is coming home and they're trying to buy the train ticket or bus ticket, you can send them money instantly. So, you know, this is and it's very big on children's accounts as well, where there are parental controls built into that. But it's been branching out. It's offering loans now, credit cards.
Well, talk to me about the impact they might have on the mortgage market, because a mortgage isn't an instantaneous thing. It's 25, 35 years.
It is. It's the biggest financial decision that most of us make. And I think this is a whole different ball game now, that they're talking about launching this by the start of next year. I don't know that that's possible. I have some doubts about this. You know, this is very different to the other things that they have launched, and they have a wide range of things, because there are particular legal issues around mortgages in this country. The courts are fussy about, if there's an attempt to repossess when mortgages are not being paid. They're fussy about making sure, you know, that everything is in place and that, you know, that the institution coming in looking for a repossession has an operation here. Now, to be fair to Revolut, they do have an operation here. They have an office here in Dublin Landings in on the Quays in Dublin. But the other issue is their regulatory approval comes from Lithuania. They have a banking license from Lithuania. They did go to the effort of getting a banking license here, but decided not to use it. Now, what regulatory oversight will the central bank need here? I've asked them that, and the immediate answer is, well, they will have to adhere to the consumer protection codes and the mortgage arrear protection code. That's all very well. They're consumer protection issues. I think because the market is regulated heavily for mortgages by the central bank, that they will require some additional regulatory approvals here, which... Revolut, you know, may have to adhere to. I asked the Revolut about this, and they said Yeah, look, we're licensed to provide credit in the Irish market. We're liaising closely with the central bank. But I think it's not clear yet now whether the central bank won't want to see have a deeper involvement in this here, even though they're coming in here using a license from the Lithuanian bank, central bank, which they're entitled to do. But they're a different beast altogether. Mortgage is a big beast as well. It's a complicated one. The other issue is as well that I asked about, Ivan, is at the moment with Revolut, if you have an issue, you can't get anybody on the phone. You can't speak to a human being. You're going through chat boxes, and sometimes the suspicion is you're dealing with, AI or whatever. Will there be somebody you can pick up the phone to if there's an issue with the application of the mortgage, or if you have a difficulty around repayments? And they say, look, they're considering maybe having a call center. I think that might be an interesting one, because it's not clear that they're going to issue these mortgages through brokers. So, you know, you won't be able to go through the broker if you have an issue. So human contact is important with a mortgage. It's such an emotive, big thing. If you have problems, you need to speak to somebody on the phone, I often find. I found myself trying to speak to my mortgage provider yesterday because they weren't doing what I asked them to do, even, and saying it'll take 6 weeks to do it. So, you know, it's all very well dealing with that on email. You want an instant response. You want to explain the difficulties to somebody if you have a mortgage.
Yeah, I mean, like I recently did an international conference between a house sale going sale agreed to actually closing the deal. And it can take up to 6 months, you know, all the title deeds, all the planning permissions, all the rectifications. It actually is a minefield of things. And these people are looking that there'd be a pack. You couldn't go put the house for sale, you know, like you do in a public auction, unless all that had been done. But tell me about the mortgage market in Ireland, because this comes into play if we're going to go from 30 something thousand houses a year to 50 something thousand, we need 20 billion. And the mortgage market in Ireland is about 3 billion, is it? In terms
of more like 10 billion.
Is it? So yeah, it is vital. Like we other than the three, we have ICS mortgages. Are there many players in the mortgage market other than the three conventional banks?
There are lots of players now at the moment, Ivan, but it's essentially controlled with a vice-like grip by the big three, particularly Bank of Ireland and AIB. If you add in PTSB, about 93% of the mortgages issued in this market are issued by those big three. You have a couple of other players.
What about
you
the credit unions? Did the credit unions get into this space?
They are getting into it and they're trying to expand. The problem for them is they're restricted in the amount of money they can loan out. Even though they have the funds, the central bank regulations, the legal regulatory rules for them restrict the lending they can do. They're trying to get that changed, but it takes a long time. PTSB is also restricted as well because of its legacy of having been almost collapsed. There's very strict rules around how much they can lend out and how much they have to put aside when they issue a mortgage in terms of capital. So you had these non-bank lenders who came in here and shook up the market a fair bit, ICS and Finance Ireland, but they got caught by the rapid rise in mortgage rates that made it more expensive for them to raise money. So they kind of pulled back a fair bit. You have the credit unions, you have new lenders coming in, new mortgages and MoCo. It's going to take them a while to get up and running and get any slice of the market. They are raising money in the money markets as well, so it's expensive for them. So Revolut has the funds. There's the irony of it. They have about $680 million of a loan book that they could lend out. So they have the funds to loan out, but and it is needed. The market does need to be shaken up. Before KBC and Ulster Bank left, the then head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, talked about this market displaying monopolistic tendencies, you know, and that was before, as I say, two players left. So it's needed. Competition is needed.
All right. Welcome development, perhaps, for mortgage ors. Charlie Weston of the Irish Independent, Consumer Personal Finance. Thank you indeed.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.